Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
No, you won't believe this. We talked a lot about COVID-19.
Oh, goodness.
My goodness, yeah.
I thought it was gone.
Me too.
It was.
We did too.
Was. And then we had the sequel, Delta.
Must
and now,
be all the unvaccinated people running around. Good thing you guys aren't those
sure.
people.
I mean, we're not. Absolutely not. Absolutely. I'm better than vaccinated. I've read two more reports in the last 2 days that say I am better than vaccinated. I'm not kidding. And they're not talking about it. They're really not talking about, you know, the immunity that people that have recovered from mild COVID have. We might be superheroes.
You know, that's only for the strain that you had, though, right? So you could, like, still get Delta tomorrow?
Sure. Yeah, so can vaccinated people. I know.
I know, but if everyone got vaccinated, yeah. then it would
Hold on.
Slowly go away.
But vaccinated people are getting it, Kelly.
I know, yeah. but if everyone got vaccinated, we wouldn't have these breakthrough infections.
Why? Let's just everybody get the Delta variant. Let's do that instead. We could just do that.
Well, now we have Gamma, and now there's another one from Columbia.
God. Delta Plus.
So.
Lord Jesus. Oh.
Yeah, it's so never going away. It's never going away. No. All we can do is try to be, you know, try to live with it. You know what I mean?
And so wear by getting bike.
No. Yeah, no. No way. No. No way. No way. We're going to cover our face for the rest of our life? Hell no.
Well, I mean,
just get sick or get the vaccine.
Many options to choose from. Many, many options to protect, you know, our parents
like
and old neighbors. Wear masks.
The old people are vaccinated.
What kind of, Kelly, what kind of mask are you wearing, by the way, when you're masking up? What you got?
It's just a regular mask. It's to protect others. It's not to protect yourself.
Wait, hold on a second.
It's just a cloth mask.
That doesn't work.
It's to protect others. It's not to protect yourself. You're not protecting all.
Kelly,
it only works if everyone wears them.
Kelly,
I don't care about nobody anymore.
Cough on a petri dish with a mask and without a mask on.
I'm going to cough on an old person's face. That's my new thing. I'm not going to fake it.
It doesn't work. Biden's own COVID czar said it doesn't work the other day. The if you're not wearing an N95, or he said more specifically a respirator, it doesn't work. This is all theater. It doesn't matter.
I don't know. It is weird, though. Like, we're not, and we talked about this the other day, and I don't understand, like, nothing is shutting down, and it's not just Florida and Texas. We get all the media coverage. Chicago's got Lollapalooza going on with 100,000 people crowded all over each other, and it's like, okay, why is that allowed to happen when the COVID numbers are as high as they are? It's so confusing right now. It's like, I just don't get it. It's like, I saw a video, and it's a bunch of people out there, no masks. They're just screaming and hollering, and you know, the baseball stadiums are full. Soccer stadiums are full. Like, everything's full right now.
Money's more important than people dying. It doesn't cost anything for people to die.
Kelly, you don't believe me, though. Do you want me to send you the clip?
I don't believe you. I'll send you many scientific reports. Well, I'll send you many studies, you know, science and stuff. I don't need a news article by Breitbart.
Hold on a second. It's not by Breitbart. It's on CNN, and it's Biden's COVID person on CNN saying that we know that the COVID cloth masks don't do anything. You need to have an N95, but it's just an extra precaution type of thing.
Yeah, you need to have an N95 to protect yourself.
This is what I'm talking about.
Community
this is
around
dissonance.
You. It's about the community around you. Okay, thank you.
Kelly, it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Sounds like you both are victims of misinformation.
Oh, no. I'm not.
I'm not. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. I don't know. The whole thing's got everybody confused because the CDC has flip-flopped so many times. Fauci's flip-flopped so many times. every news outlet's flip-flop so many times. It's like we don't understand from one day to the next. There's so many variants out there. I mean, even Biden himself, he said, you know, 6 months ago that, you know, if you got the vaccine, you don't have to wear the mask, that you can't get COVID. Now they find out, you know, with the new variant, you can get COVID. It's like, okay, so now what do? Take the vaccine. Okay, but I can get COVID? Sure. But you want to take it because you might not die. You probably won't die if you get the vaccine and you get COVID. Okay, well, what are my chances of dying if I don't have the vaccine and I get COVID? Also, very slim. Okay, so get the vaccine? Yeah. All right. So what happens when the gamma and the lambda and the delta plus and the omega mu's and the alpha betas come through town with Stan and John Goodman as their coach? I don't know. We'll find out when that happens, but get the vaccine anyway. Okay. I mean,
Kelly,
you guys realize when other vaccines have rolled out, we have gotten ahead of it enough before this happened. That was the whole point. A pandemic. We didn't have a polio pandemic. We didn't have a measles pandemic. They were epidemics.
Those aren't viruses. Those weren't viruses either.
I'm talking about for vaccines. We're living, breathing science experiment right now because we had to, because we were forced to do this. So that's not flip-flopping. It's new information coming out and new information and it being updated. It's called science. It's
Kelly,
testing
I know, but,
all of
but,
this.
But the general, Kelly, general, general population... They don't understand that. They just hear what their leaders are saying, and then they go with that, and then they get told something else. It's just like, you know, it's just like parenting. You know, if you tell your kid one thing and then the circumstances change and you tell them something else, it will probably confuse them, you know. So we're not dealing with a bunch of rational, logical people. We're dealing with a bunch of dum-dums, and even logical people are being confused because they're getting told so many things at such a rapid pace. We were all under the idea that once the vaccine came out, you can take it and you're good to go. And now we're being told, you know, like you saw old Crybaby Rappaport. Did you see his Instagram post where he was going off about how he thought he was a hero for getting the vaccine, and now he's being told he's a super spreader, so he doesn't know whether he should stay in his house or do what? You know, it's still very, very confusing. I think so many people are over it, you know, on both sides. It's like, look, you know, I took the vaccine. Now I want to go back out, and I want to go to the concert. I want to go to the movies. I want to do all that, you know, and they're like, well, now you got to wear a mask again, and, you know, you may still get it. You may give it to somebody. It's like, you know, at this point, we want to protect people, obviously, but why are we trying to protect the unvaccinated? Like, they've taken the risk. If they want to die, let them die is kind of how I think most people feel right now.
Because not everyone can get the vaccine.
Okay. How many people can't get it?
Of course they can.
No, children cannot get it. Teenagers
what
can
children?
Get it. What do you mean? All children.
Little babies?
Yeah, immunocompromised babies. Like, children that have issues that compromise their immune systems. Like, I don't understand.
I know, but how many people is that? How many people are we talking about?
Enough where you should care. Enough where
that's
everyone
like saying,
should care.
One's too many.
I know.
One's too many.
Well, you know what I'm saying. It's like, there's slow walking people on the street. Should I stop driving my car so I don't hit them? I mean, it's just at some point we have to try to live our lives and move forward. And you know what I mean? At some point.
We do. But I think the sooner that everyone realizes that moving forward, our lives as we knew it before is never going to happen again. And as soon as everyone gets in line with that, it'll be better. Like that. We're not getting back to the way it was. It's never going to happen again. Ever again.
I hate hearing things like get in line. That's the type of thing that gets me nervous when you hear everybody needs to get in line. It's like, oh boy.
Well, I mean, that's what happened when everyone got the polio vaccine. And that's science back then was not nearly where we are now. If everyone was just like, oh, I don't know what's in it. I don't know. I don't like it. We'd still have people rolling around in wheelchairs and polio. That's the reason why I did not have to get that vaccine, because everyone did it. And that's why we don't have polio anymore. Like, case in point right there. All of this is continuing, and we're not putting a stop to it enough to figure out what's going on to be able to develop these booster shots, because no one is listening. Like, everyone's just doing what they want.
I don't know. Everyone? I mean, 70, a little bit over 70% of the country has gotten a vaccine.
I mean, enough to where Florida has worse numbers than last summer before we had
how
a vaccine.
How many people moved to Florida? How many people moved to Florida?
Exactly.
How big of a population is Florida?
Exactly. How many people moved? How many people moved to Florida because it's all open? They're right. We're telling, you know, we're going to cut funding to schools if we require them to wear masks. Yeah, everyone, all the idiots that don't want to do anything are coming down here, and that's why we have 60,000 cases. Yeah, that's exactly why.
Kelly, play the video I put on the phone screener there about masks.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. We actually have news coming up at 10:30. It's going to be a blast, everybody. See, this is a good conversation because this is a great example of, you know, how most people feel on both sides of the fence. So it's I'd like to hear from you guys, too. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Because, I mean, I see, you know, Kelly does make good points on some things, but at the same time, I disagree on some things, and I think that's okay. I think it's okay for all of us to have our own opinions and go with all that stuff. Oh, you have audio here?
Yes.
We need to talk about N95 respirators, which would do a lot for both people who are not yet vaccinated or not previously infected, protecting them, as well as keeping others who might become infected, having been vaccinated, from breathing out the virus. We know today that many of the face cloth coverings that people wear are not very effective in reducing any of the virus movement in or out. Either you're breathing out or you're breathing in. And in fact, if you're in the upper Midwest right now, anybody who's wearing their face cloth covering can tell you they can smell all the smoke that we're still getting. We need to talk about better masking. We need to talk about N95 respirators, which would do a lot for both people who are not yet vaccinated or not previously infected, protecting them, as well as keeping others who might become infected, having been vaccinated, from breathing out the virus. We know today that many of the face cloth coverings.
So is that Breitbart, Kelly?
No, it is not. It is CNN.
Okay,
it is the liberal news media.
Yes, exactly.
But it's also one person, and you just said that people keep
Biden's
changing.
Coronavirus, man.
So he's the end-all, be-all? No one listens. There's millions of scientists out there. Everyone's saying different things.
Kelly.
You can't.
Well, there's the old candle. There's the candle test, and Leah has put me through this with almost every mask I've bought in the last year and a half, and it really makes me sick when she does it, because I'll buy some mask that, you know, has a Buccaneer logo on it and it looks great, and I'll go, check this mask out, pretty badass, says Super Bowl champs, and she'll light up the Yankee candle and walk over to me, and she's like, all right, let's test her out, and I have to blow through the mask, and if I blow the candle out, she's like, yeah, you're not helping anybody. And it happens with about 75% of every mask I've bought. You know, I can blow a damn candle out through, and it's so annoying. So it's like, unless I get a top-of-the-line medical-issued mask, then I'm not really helping. And most people are out there wearing neck gaiters. They're wearing, you know, different cloth masks that they buy from, you know, Amazon or whatever. And most of them aren't doing crap, just like that guy just said.
I guess my main problem is if we can all agree that we don't know what is going on. And at the very least, what we can do that something that may prevent it, and at the most inconveniences you, that's the issue that I have, that people can't deal with the inconvenience of something that may work just because we don't know. That's the same people that when we were in lockdown, we're still going out and hanging out with people. It's the same thing.
Was a little different.
Be inconvenienced for the people around you.
I'm not opposed to masking, Kelly, but you have to wear masks that are suitable for this virus that we're facing. If it's not an N95 or a respirator, it's a waste of time.
According to this guy, according to someone else,
yes,
a face cloth covering is better than nothing.
COVID advisor.
That's better than nothing.
No, it's not.
Look at the people that they had standing next to Fauci and what they were trying to get him to say when we had a different president. It's a puppet. Mm. It's a talking puppet for whoever is up there. I don't care what that guy says.
Who do you trust in then? Who's your person that you kind of trust in if it's not the administration?
I follow CDC and WHO guidelines.
So it's, you can just wear.
It's not a political entity.
Oh yes, it is. Oh, the CDC is certainly a political entity. No doubt, they're issuing moratoriums on rent and immigration. They are definitely a political organization. That's why they shouldn't be, but they certainly are political.
I'm saying they're bipartisan in theory.
Well, it's not in theory; it's in practice now. I mean, in theory, sure, they should not be, but I think they've proven that they most certainly are.
I mean, it would be nice. It would be nice if this pandemic was absolutely not politicized, but it's so ingrained in it now, it doesn't matter. And that's why, that's probably a big reason why there is so much, dissension there, because it has been used as such a political, a wedge that's it's being weaponized by both sides, and it's been really, really ridiculous that we can't come together. And I talked about this a couple of days ago. Like, this country used to come together when it needed to come together. It didn't matter if you were Republican, liberal, independent. It didn't matter. Like, you would see something like 9/11 happen, and all of a sudden everybody came together and said, you know what, let's put our differences to the side, and, let's unite and be stronger, because of this tragedy that happened with thousands of people dying in one day. But now it's like anything and everything is used to divide us. And I really do think it's corporate media, and it's not one part of corporate media. It's 10 parts of it. And it sucks because everybody's got, it's either one side or the other. Nobody can even meet in the middle on anything.
And I,
well, you didn't have the internet back then too, back in the day. Now you have the internet where you can have, conflicting narratives that go out. Even with corporate press, they were depending on what they heard from the regime in order to tell you what's happening. And then there was kind of this, there wasn't a lot of noise going on. They kind of dug a little bit every once in a while. They would break a story or something and be like, no, this doesn't add up. But now, instantaneously on Twitter and on Instagram, whatever, you can get firsthand knowledge that doesn't go through a third party right to your eyeballs. So now the whole thing falls apart, and now nobody knows what's real anymore, because you got people, the officials, telling you one thing, and you're going, no, I'm seeing it right here on video. That's not what's happening. And then they go, no, that's misinformation. You go, wait, but I'm looking at it. No, you're crazy. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're a kook. So where do you go from there at that point? We're living in different realities at this point.
I mean,
it's confusing.
I think at the end of the day, Johnny, you and I are saying the same thing. There is no sense of community anymore. No one has that help your neighbor out mentality, core value. We're living in a society with a bunch of people that used to, cut their neighbor's lawn when they were out of town, and now they're cutting down their trees because it's an inch over their fence. That's what America is full of. And unfortunately, in this situation, it's costing people their lives.
Yeah. I mean, well, now nobody will help anybody unless it gets some clicks. I mean, how often did you see last year during all the protests that were going on, you would see people out there like helping their, rooting for their neighbors or boarding up a window for a shop, but they had their husbands like filming it for Instagram. It's like, okay, yeah. Well, who was that girl that was, she worked for, I think, a newspaper in LA, and she actually got busted on that bad. She borrowed this like Mexican guy's drill and was like holding it up to the board, and her husband was filming it, and then he stopped filming. She handed it back to him. She's like, all right, thank you so much, BLM, and then walked off, and she got busted by like 100,000 people that day on Twitter. It was pretty good. But
that's what I mean, is that you can't get away with anything anymore because somebody else is going to be filming you. So even in 15 years ago, she would have got away with that. And there would have been, they would be like, oh, what a nice lady. She's helping, cover.
They would have done a documentary about her and all the great things. Yeah.
Right, it's right. And now you get busted instantaneously. So now there's all these conflicting narratives out there. Nobody knows what to believe anymore. I mean, with the mask thing, this is the administration telling you that the cloth masks don't really do anything. It's really wearing, you might as well wear nothing, because it doesn't, the particles are so small that they go right through that T-shirt material that we're wearing. If you're not wearing an N95 or a respirator, it's useless. So what are we doing this for? Why aren't they telling us to get the go get N95s or sending us N95s?
Yeah, whatever, and that's anything. The thing, too. That was the thing I just brought up, too, was why aren't we shutting anything down? And it's not just Florida and Texas. It's every state in the union. California has people, you know, at Dodger Stadium tonight watching a baseball game. New York City, everywhere has, I mean, New York's, you know, they're starting to, you know, to require, you know, passports to go into restaurants and gyms and stuff. But as far as everything else in the country, it's wide open. Where last year, as soon as there was two cases, they shut the NBA down. And when there was 100 cases, they shut Major League Baseball down. And now it seems like everything's wide open. The numbers are higher, but the deaths aren't higher than they were last year. Maybe that's the metric they're going by. Maybe they're going by, hey, 70% of the people are vaccinated. It's on the 30%, you know, that haven't been vaccinated. It's on them if they want to live or die. I have no idea what the mindset is, but we're getting pounded every single day with, you know, the numbers are going up. Numbers are going up. I guess they're predicting that it's going to be four times higher in the next month, but it doesn't seem like there's any plan in place, you know, besides just yelling, get the vaccine and put a mask on. But nothing. Last year, it seemed like everything was, you know, there was a lot more things, moving parts as far as protecting people. And now it's just, you know, you got somebody screaming into the ether. But, I mean, I don't know. So is it theater? Because it seems like it's more theater when nothing's being done. It's so confusing. I'm confused all the time. I have no idea. You know, it's like you know, there's nobody talking about people that have already had COVID, like myself, like Will. Like we want to know, like, what's going on with that? Because they're saying 70% of the people have been vaccinated. Okay, well, what about recovered COVID patients and the immunity that they possess? That's not being discussed anywhere on any news channel. I can't find it. I try to Google it and get this, and I can find a little bit about it, but the studies that are being put out by reputable places like the Cleveland Clinic are showing that recovered COVID patients have very strong, very robust antibodies, and possibly even stronger than the vaccine. So it's like, where the hell is that? Why aren't we talking about that? USF, their head epidemiologist came out the other day. I believe it was USF. I read this in an article. Said that Florida, by September, could have herd immunity established. We could be at 90%. We could be... we could be either vaccinated or recovered in the next few weeks, you know. And then, you know, then what? Then what do we do? Do we wear the mask for the 10% that I have no idea? You know, it's so confusing. I don't know who to believe. I don't believe anybody.
Well, that's what I mean. How long does this go on? And then you think, is there some sort of an agenda to make this to continue to go on, to keep current policies that are in place in place? An example of that is the eviction moratorium, where now they're still not going to kick people out who aren't paying rent. That's just going to make people not want to rent to people. And then they could sell to, not to get off on the deep end here, call me a conspiracy theorist, you can look it up for yourself, but there's BlackRock who is getting out of stocks, or not getting out of stocks, they're still being stocks and bonds and stuff, but now investing in properties. So they'll own those properties, and you'll rent from this mega corporation that is sponsored by the Federal Reserve. So, I mean, are these things to, you can't do these things unless you continue the pandemic and continue the pandemic policies that are currently in place. It'll never end.
It's all confusing. Do we have any phone calls? Oh, my God.
We do.
Holy crap. I just updated. All right. Let's tear through them before we go to a break. I don't want to leave these folks on hold too long. All right. Let's go to line one. Gareth, what's going on?
Hey, Johnny B. I love your show. You guys are the best radio on every night.
Appreciate you, man.
But,
thanks,
so,
man.
I don't know if you guys already covered this topic, but the new Delta variant is basically created to hide Governor Newsom being, you know, rejected in California, huh? And Cumio being sexually, you know, being found guilty of all sexual assaults. So
see what I'm saying, dude?
They basically, they created that to, you know, hide what's really going on.
Hey, man, you got to stop going to TikTok for your news, Garrett, man.
Finally, someone that's speaking some sense. I don't go to
TikTok, brother. Come on, man.
All right, man. I'm sorry, dude. All right, yeah, dude, I 100% agree with you.
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, it's all about Cumio. What about Opie and Anthony? What was he talking about?
Yeah,
it's weird. Let's go to Daniel online too. Hello, Daniel.
Hi, Johnny.
What's going on, man?
Daniel,
I kind of had a meltdown.
So
it's not Monday, Daniel.
Yeah, what's wrong, dude? Just tell us.
I'm tired of people like. So they see my truck, and it's a nice truck, right? It's a 1997 Ford F-350, but they're like daddy's money, and I'm like, no, I worked hard for this, and they're like, no, daddy's money. And I said, and you drive an Audi and you're 16, it's kind of annoying.
I'm annoyed at you and the kid with the Audi. Okay, both of y'all could screw off.
Oh, also, COVID-19 was created to cover up the death of Jeffrey Epstein.
Damn it. I knew it. Thanks, Daniel. Weirdo.
Quality.
See? TikTok news, man. That's where you get it, baby. By the way, Johnny B. Tampa on TikTok. I appreciate it. Go give me a follow.
The only news you need.
I'll be putting out some misinformation on there later tonight. Believe that. Before we get to the other phone calls, let's go ahead and give everybody our social media stuff. Somebody was just messaging me like, I don't have Kelly's Twitter. That's my fault. I should have done that at the beginning. Twitter, you should be tweeting at us. If you're not, get on it. At Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at @home_made_man, and, of course, at Kelly with an I, _1025. Is it _1025?
Yes, it is.
Yep, I got it right. Yay! Thank y'all. Instagram, everybody is the same, except I am Johnny B. Tampa on Instagram, just like TikTok. And, of course, at Johnny B. Show. And then Facebook.com/TheJohnnyBShow. HMBRadio.com is Will's podcast. Make sure you're downloading it. Subscribe to it. New episode every Sunday, midnight, baby. And also JohnnyBComedy.com. I just updated my schedule, added some more dates to it. I'm going to have to make a whole new flyer because I'm not going to have enough room on this thing. Today, booked September 4th at Finley's Irish Pub in Seminole, one of my favorite little places to do stand-up. So all of that coming up. It's going to be, it's going to be Will doing shows by himself every night soon if I keep booking all these gigs. So, sorry. I got to be on stage. I got to do my thing. All right. Let's rip through these other phone calls real fast. Let's go to Carmine on line 3. Hey, Carmine.
Yo, how you guys?
Hey, what's up, bro?
Not much. Hey, I'm glad Kelly's there to give her opinion. Just to, and don't cut me off. Because I'm just gonna ask the question. So you guys say that the mask doesn't work that you guys have.
I didn't say
it. The N95 does. Why don't you guys buy the N95? You can go buy it like on Amazon.
I have one. I have some.
Yeah, I have. I have
so
10
why
of
don't
them.
You use them then.
Why?
How do you know I don't use them?
Well, because you just said earlier that you used a Buck or a Lightning or something like that.
Yeah, when there was still rules about wearing masks and all that, yeah, I was wearing them everywhere I was supposed to. And I still wear them at the studio. I wear a mask, but I don't wear an N95. Will and I are the only people in there. There's nobody in the building ever.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just trying to put it from another point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me?
Yeah. What's your point of view, though?
Pardon me. Go ahead.
Well, I'm asking you. What's your point of view?
Well, because you guys keep saying that the mask, that like the regular mask don't work, but there's N95s that are available out there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So why don't people go buy them?
I don't know. Why isn't – now, Liz, and I agree that I guess Johnny and I could – we have some reach where we could say go buy N95s, but we're not scientists. We're not part of the administration. Why isn't
also,
the administration, the CDC, telling people to go buy the N95s because they're the only ones that really are semi-effective against
the virus. I don't use my platform to tell people what to do either. You know, I believe that, you know, everybody should do what they want to do. It's up to them if they want to wear a mask or not. I don't like that. I don't like to preach at somebody to do something, you know, that's totally up to them, you know. So,
But if it's protecting other people, and Kelly makes a good point.
I'm not anti-mask. I'm not anti-mask. Wear a mask. I wear a mask, but I'm not going to tell you you should wear a mask. You know, you should do what you want to do.
Nope, that's what I'm here for. You should wear a mask, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of mask, Kelly?
I agree with Kelly because there's a lot of people that like children that can't get vaccinated. She made a good point.
How many kids are dying from COVID?
If you're not wearing a N95, it's completely ineffective. So why wear a mask if you're not wearing an N95? And why isn't people in control, the CDC, the Biden administration, telling you to wear an N95? You can buy them on Amazon.com right now.
You just played a clip for Kelly earlier that stated that to wear the N95.
Yes.
You just played that clip, did Kelly?
Yeah, so agree?
Why is that not widespread, though? Kelly didn't know that. And she's into the mask thing.
But you brought it up.
Did you know that, sir? Carmine, did you know that before that clip was played?
No, but like Kelly said, science changes. So you have to be reasonable with it.
Carmine, I agree with you. Carmine, hold on a second. I agree with you.
Okay, go.
But what I'm saying, hold on a second.
Yep.
If Kelly didn't know this, and Kelly's a big proponent of the mask, you are a big proponent of the mask, why did you people not know that the N95 is the one you need to wear to protect against the virus?
Why am I telling you this, though?
Science changes. But I'm not in charge of the science, sir. Do you understand what I'm saying?
It was on CNN. It should be on all of the news stations.
The messaging needs to be better from the administration, though.
I mean, that's been...
I shouldn't be the ones who are informing you of this.
The N95's been common knowledge, though, for a long time, that it's the only one that 100% protects, or even close to protects.
But they keep telling you, just wear a face covering, wear a mask. Uh-huh. Period. And they don't tell you what kind of mask you need to be wearing. That is a weird clip that was on CNN at 1 p.m. in the afternoon that nobody heard. Apparently nobody heard. Carmine hadn't heard it. Kelly hadn't heard it. So this is all theater to wear the mask. This is because there are certain people that aren't vaccinated. They want to make the whole football team run a lap because the wide receiver dropped the football at the end of practice. They want to encourage people to get vaccinated. But the mask that you're wearing, unless you're wearing an N95 or a respirator, it doesn't seem that they're effective at all. So why isn't the administration, the people who are in charge, not me, I'm an idiot, and I still know more than most people. Why are they not informing you that you need to be wearing an N95 or above to protect yourself against the virus? Unless there's some sort of agenda, perhaps.
I think in the beginning they did say that the N95 was the best one to wear, didn't they?
They were telling you to wear four masks at one point.
They were telling us not to buy them because they didn't want to overload they didn't want the hospitals to be running low on PPE.
But now they're available, though.
Well, let's get back to the kids.
Johnny, do you remember? Yeah. Hold on a second, Johnny. Do you remember not too long ago when they were telling you to wear three masks? If this variant is so much worse, why aren't we wearing three masks right now? Why are we just wearing the one mask? They're not saying anything about doubling or tripling up on the mask. They're just telling you to wear a mask. So it doesn't make any sense. It seems political to me, and nothing.
Well, when we're getting several different stories, you know, it is very confusing. That was my point about, you know, the we're not shutting down large events or gatherings anymore.
May I interrupt just for a minute, Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
You say that we're not shutting down. California is shutting down. Our governor chose not to decide. Yeah.
When?
They're going back to masks and they're shutting down.
That's just LA County. That's LA County. Yeah. And they're going to. I know, but they're going back to just regular like mask. Like, they're wearing neck gaiters. It's not effective for anybody. When they were fully locked down last year, their numbers were still higher than everybody's. Still higher than everybody.
Like the comedy club up there shut down in L.A. too. You should know that. You're a comedian.
They're not shut down right now. at all.
The comedy club shut down out there.
No. It's open. Yeah, all of them are open.
Look it up. Look it up.
Google right this second, they are open. I know exactly what's going on there. My friends are performing there.
But Kelly made a good point. Like, the children can't get the certain children can't
one,
get the vaccine.
Less than 2% of kids that get COVID are ever go to the hospital. I'm reading the numbers right now. So what kids are we protecting?
What website are you reading from?
The AP.
Okay. Let me ask you, you had made a statement earlier, too, about Lollapalooza, which I completely agree with you. I'm from New York, so I completely agree with you with the whole Chicago thing. But at least they made people show whether or not they could take it or not. They at least made people show that they had the vaccine before they came in.
Doesn't matter. People with the vaccine are spreading the virus.
That's my point, that people should still be wearing masks.
Mm. All right, man.
He's me here.
Kelly. All right, Carmine.
Wear a mask forever. Okay, get Trend 95.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Go get Trend 95 or it's not going
to
work, dude.
I'm going to wrap my head with bubble wrap. I don't know what to do, man. I'm sorry. I got a big comedy schedule. I guess I'm going to kill somebody or get killed soon. But, I mean, that's... I'll be 50 years old soon, and I'm not going to stay locked in the house. I mean, I'll wear a mask where I feel like I need to wear a mask, but I'm not, you know what I mean? It's a little crazy.
At the end of the day, the problem is us. We're talking about them being in trouble. Yeah.
It's not.
They've always been the problem. This is nothing new. I don't know why, like, we expect the government to take care of absolutely everything. And like anyone would listen, at first they said, wear an N95 mask, stay home. No, I'm not going to do that. Okay, well, wear this type of mask. No, I'm not going to do that either.
Kelly, we did
hey,
it.
Get a
they
vaccine.
14...
I'm not going to do that. Hey,
Kelly,
at the very least,
days,
put a cloth
days
in front of your face. How do you think that things do not change as it goes?
Kelly,
now it's new.
Kelly,
now we have a Delta. Now we
moving.
Have a. Yeah, of course it does. Of course it does. No one is in control here. It is a virus. It is mutating.
It's never going to be gone.
It's never going to be gone. At the end of the day, it falls back on us. And if we don't want to do the things that we need to do or the things that we think at this moment in time that we know to work, then it's never going away. They're never
going
to shut anything.
No, it's not going away.
They're never going to shut anything down again. Ever. So it is on us now, and we are failing miserably at it.
I know, but you just said it's never going away, and then in the next breath you said if we're going to get rid of this thing.
No, if we're going to get through it so the least amount of people die as possible. That is literally the only thing that you can hope for right now. We're not going
acceptable?
To eradicate
how
this.
How many people, you know, you understand that some people are going to die from this thing. What is an acceptable number to you?
It's not about it's anything
yes,
that we
it
can
is.
It's
it
a, anything
is.
We can do to decrease it.
Then we got to outlaw alcohol, we got to outlaw fast food, we got to outlaw flying in planes
that's
and
what
driving
I,
in
that's
cars.
That's what I'm saying. You're saying that it's up to someone to tell us to do these things instead of us just choosing to do it. That's the issue. No one is choosing to do it.
But people
so
did,
you're saying that
Kelly,
you want
Kelly,
them
Kelly,
to
Kelly,
make
Kelly,
us
minute,
do
minute,
things?
Minute,
you
minute.
Want us to make
no.
that, like force
no.
us into a socialist government? I think that's
no,
the opposite
that was,
of what
the
you
populist
want.
Populist people, the vast majority of people did exactly what they were told. They did not go out. They stayed home for months. It was 14
it's
days.
It's not
you
enough,
stayed home for
obviously.
Excuse me. Hold on
I wasn't.
Second.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Now, we stayed home for 14 days. That's what we were told. Then it continued on like, oh, we still got to lock down. Now we got to shut businesses down. And the goalpost kept moving and moving and moving. And we were told by Anthony Fauci that when we got the vaccine, that was going to be the only thing that would get us out of this. We got the vaccine in record time, in a crazy amount of time, maybe too fast. We covered it about leaky vaccines last night. Maybe it was too fast. I don't know. That's a whole other story. But we did that. And now it's still going on. This will never, never end. It just keeps going and going
so
and going.
You're
the
saying,
goalposts keep moving
yeah,
along and along.
Because
along.
We have no control over it. Because it's
we do
changing.
Have control
over it.
We could just say enough.
It's
enough is enough. This is here now, and we're not going to do it anymore. We
so
could
you,
say that
you,
we're just going
to
go about our lives
now. You're saying the choice is to
now.
Do nothing about it.
No, you can go get the vaccine if you want. Or if you don't want it, you don't have to, and you might die. If you don't get it, you might die. Fair enough. That your body is the only thing that you truly own ever.
And you're still only talking about yourself. You're not talking about everyone that you share this planet with.
Everybody is responsible for their own body, though, Kelly. You can go get, I can go to CVS right now and get the vaccine for free. Everybody is entitled to that. There's a CVS, there's a Publix, there's so many places you can get the vaccine. If you didn't get the vaccine by now, it's on you. And that's the risk that you are willing to take. Your body's the only thing that you own.
But not everyone has the liberty of that choice.
Yes,
I know, but what are the
no,
you're talking about people
you
that
can
have
get free
medical
Ubers to take the vaccine.
Yeah, what do you mean by everybody can't get it?
Medically, there's people that are allergic to things in the vaccine.
Oh, for God's
sake. How many? How many of the
tiny
amount
of people?
We can't go outside because of 10 people? Like, I don't even know what that number is.
When you add all of the different sects of people up that cannot get the vaccine, it is enough people that I care to protect. And
my point was my choices based on them.
Well, not necessarily myself.
You're supposed to be able to live your life any way you want to live your life, and that includes if you want to live in a bubble, then you can live in a bubble. But that's
that's
your choice. When I was making the example, when I said you got to outlaw alcohol and fast food and all that, I wasn't being serious. I was using it as an example because if you're worried about hurting other people, then outlaw alcohol, because people are killing people in drunk driving accidents every single day. Innocent people are being killed by drunk drivers. There's all kinds of things that endanger people around us all the time. I mean, you can go down a list of things that are killing people. I mean, there's fast food places being sued by fat people and by people that have heart disease because they're saying McDonald's created their heart disease. Kind of did, but it was their choice to eat the crap.
60,000 people in one day, in one state are not getting hit by a car.
How many of those died? How many of those died? How many of those are even hospitalized?
It doesn't matter. We're talking about getting hit by a car. How many people that get hit by a car die?
I don't know, but
it's more than whatever example that you're giving. It's still more. If you want to say 2%, but that's of the whole population.
Kelly, how many deaths are acceptable to you before we can just go about our lives?
100.
You understand?
100.
100.
Well, there's 50,000 from the flu every year, and nobody cares about the flu. Nobody was wearing a mask with the flu.
I always tell people to get their flu shots, and still people don't.
Right.
Yeah, but it's still readily available. You can go get it that's what I'm saying, though, Kelly, is that it's readily available, and some people won't do it. So stop trying to protect the people.
Nobody would care about COVID if it wasn't in our face 24/7. Nobody would care. The news never talked about the flu, ever.
You're talking about not to care about the people that are making a flippant choice. I'm choosing to care about the people that don't have a choice. This is the individualism versus the community.
Who doesn't have a choice? What are you talking about? Little
they better
babies,
not come out to my comedy shows.
They don't die from it. It's such a microscopic amount of people, Kelly.
It's not a microscopic amount of people.
Yes,
it's
it
literally
is. In
it
the grand
isn't.
Scheme of things,
no, it
is.
Isn't. Because we
yes, it is.
Because we are
Look
all susceptible
up.
To it. I don't.
We're susceptible to everything. Life is trying to kill you, Kelly. You could die from so many ways. A virus, a drunk driving, hamburgers, maybe over many years. Johnny's right. He's being sarcastic. But at the same time, if you want to protect people, then outlaw cheeseburgers.
Seriously, they're going to kill me way before COVID, man. I'm serious. I'm so fat right now.
Johnny's fat as heck, okay?
I am.
And he still survived
COVID. It's disgusting.
Okay? He got lucky. And I'm saying he got lucky. But we're trying to bubble wrap life. You can't do that. That's not evolutionary. That's not how we got to where we are. We've adapted, or we have immune systems. We have a vaccine now that protects people. If you didn't get it by now, probably not going to get it. 30% of people are probably not going to get this thing. Now, you can either mandate it, and which, New York City is kind of doing that now. That might succeed. But that's going to be a whole other discussion about...
Yeah, but soon a big portion of that 30% is going to be recovered from COVID. They're going to get it. And they're either going to die or they're going to have immunity. And that's just where we're headed. It's just the bottom line. That's just how it's going to be. And they said that a year ago. They said we may have to, accept the fact that, a bunch of people are going to die, and we're going to just kind of have to get the herd immunity through the vaccine and through people just getting it. And that's what it's looking like right now. It's burning through not just Florida. It's burning through a big, big part of the country, most of the country, two out of three counties in the entire country have COVID right now. So, I mean, have, you know, huge numbers right now. So it's like, this is just the way it's going to go. And these arguments are going to happen, but doesn't matter where we agree and disagree. This thing's, it's going to unfold the way it's unfolding, and there's nothing going to change it. There's no shaming on social media or on TV that's going to stop the inevitable. It's a virus. It's burning through us. It's tearing through us, and we're never going to stop it. It'll keep mutating. There'll be 100 different variants by next year, probably, and we could either live scared to death or we can try to live with it and not freak out every 2 seconds, and that's the struggle. I try not to get stressed out about this crap all day long. And it's a big, heavy blanket of despair and doom and gloom that's...
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.